Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in the operations area. And we're looking at the official NAC clock. It is 1 o'clock Eastern. Here's your update on Hurricane Michael. A couple different things to note here. One of them is starting to see that classic feature of an eye feature in the center as we continue to see some of this strengthening. And the planes out there now are starting to see some leveling off, but we still have in the forecast some strengthening with time, plenty of warm water, and the atmospheric conditions are favorable for additional development. So we are watching it real close with time. Starting to see some of these band features, and we always try to talk about those because those arrive well before the center of the storm, and it's something that we always talk about. You can't just focus on where that center is, and here's an example why. Those tropical storm force winds extending about 185 miles away from the center. So think of it. You can't think of it as one point. It's a large area of some of these winds, even the hurricane force winds stretching out 40 miles. So that's something to think about as we go forward. Still intensification potentially towards the coast, but this is something we need to bring up. As we move northward, still a hurricane even inland, still a tropical storm inland. So we're talking very damaging winds stretching inland into Georgia and the Carolinas. And if you couple that with all the rainfall, you're going to get a lot of trees down. You're going to see power outages, and that's going to be significant, not just right after the event, but in some areas could last in a prolonged period of time. Further looking at some of these impacts, this is something we got to think about. So once you start getting the arrival of those tropical storm force winds, and by the way, even in this case, some of the higher water could arrive early. I've seen this many times with these systems where you get areas of the Gulf that the water storm surge can arrive early. We need to be ready now. Now's the time we need to be getting ready. We talk about today as being the last chance to be prepared and get ready, be in a safe place for this hurricane. Now's the time to be ready. We need to be wrapping things up today because with time, you're going to start getting those rain bands, that wind, and that heavy, heavy rain, 6 to 10 inches possible in some areas in the panhandle. And look even northward. You get into Georgia, into the Carolinas, the area of 4 to 6 inches or so. That's a lot of rain. The issue there is not only the flash flooding that could cause, but it's also on top of that will be the winds. And that can start knocking down trees. A very dangerous situation with that storm surge. Half the fatalities in tropical systems is related to the storm surge. And this is an area of the Gulf of Mexico that is particularly very vulnerable to storm surge. What happens is you have a shallow water right off the coast there, and that and the shape of the coastline, the water gets pushed in, gets trapped, and that's where we see some of those highest values. This is the potential inundation in some of these areas above ground. Not every place will see that, but where the water piles up, you can see 8 to 12 feet of storm surge in some areas. Even further away, you look at Tampa, St. Pete, 2 to 4, Pensacola. So any one of these areas could see some of that very life-threatening inundation, and steps have to be taken to protect yourself from the storm surge. And it's not just along the coast. We start seeing these barrier islands get inundated, and then the water keeps getting forced in this case through East Bay and inland. The Apalachicola River, you could be 5, 10, 15 miles inland and still see some of this water. Again, not just coastal, Dog Island, Alligator Point. You look into here, all the water that stretches in, and we pull the map a little further south, not just coastal. Look how far this water stretched inland. So once again, you got to be ready. Today's the day. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.